Well, it's very exciting for two local theatres to collaborate and to produce a play penned by a celebrated local author. And today I'm here at the New Vic Theatre to find out more. To tell us about the next play to appear at the New Vic are three of the cast. It's Thomas Cotran, Shelley Atkinson and Alice Pryor. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
So I'll come to you first, Thomas. Yes. The Grand Babylon Hotel. Tell us about those two theatres involved and also that celebrated local author.
Okay, so the Grand Babylon Hotel, obviously it's been produced by the New Vic Theatre and Claybody Theatre, two wonderful organisations in Stoke-on-Trent who do so much for the local culture here, so it's a real pleasure to be a part of.
The author?
His name is Arnold Bennett, a Stokey born and bred, but spent a lot of time in the Savoy Hotel in London, which is what the Grand Babylon Hotel is based upon.
Right, that's great. So, Shelley, It's part of the Stoke 100 celebration. So, have those celebrations been apparent as you've been learning lines and rehearsing?
Well, myself and Alice were in Burslem last weekend for the Charters Festival, and the New Vic Borderlines programme was doing something there with Lorna Laidlaw. She was performing, and it was absolutely fantastic. So we are very aware of all of that stuff happening all around the city.
And Alice, it is the world theatre premiere of Arnold Bennett's great literary work, The Grand Babylon Hotel, as we've already said. So tell us what it's all about.
Of course. So The Grand Babylon Hotel, in a nutshell, if possible, it's quite a convoluted and fantastical story. But in our version, we're honing in on the kind of unexpected acquisition of this hotel by an American millionaire and his daughter, and what follows suit is very unexpected for them, and owning a hotel is not as it seems. So we kind of follow these characters through lots of different twists and turns, and there's murder and mystery and romance and some singing. Yeah. And dancing. Yeah. So it's really a mixed bag of everything that you would want.
Wow, sounds fantastic. Very intriguing as well. So, Thomas, it is a book. It's a film adapted for theatre by the wonderful Deborah McAndrew, of course, and produced by the, let me get this right, the UK Theatre Award Best Director nominee, Conrad Nelson. So they're both from the wonderful local group Claybody Theatre, of course. So what have Deb and Conrad brought to this already wonderful story?
So I think what they've brought to it is Deb's adaptation has simplified this story, which was mammoth, really, because Arnold Bennett, he wrote this as a week-to-week serial. And as we keep saying, he was really hedging his bets with a lot of the storylines that he was going on. So you'll find one character pop up in a chapter, and then a couple of chapters later, you're going, what happened to that guy? And I wonder if he's involved, and then you never hear about him till the end. What Deb's done is really strip this down to its bones and made it something that's much more palatable for a live audience.
Shelley, it's not your first time at the New Vic.
No.
You were in a few things, including Marvellous, which was amazing. So what's your role in this play?
I play a number of different characters because in the book, like, there are so many characters and there are only five of us. So we do play a lot of things. So I play a number of different characters. Miss Spencer, who works at the hotel, basically runs the hotel, would you say, manager?
Yeah, super
efficient. And then Nanny Heidi from Posen, who is the nanny of the grown-up prince of that place. And then Baroness Zerlinski, who has an unspecified... East European. She's an unspecified East European. So those are the main ones. And then a variety of bellboys.
Wow, fantastic. Let's hope that you remember which one you are at the right time. Alice, it's your first time at the New Vic and you're playing what you could say is the central character, Nella Raxall. Tell us about Nella.
Ah, she's a joy.
You're discovering her, aren't you?
She is a force to be reckoned with. But yeah, definitely discovering her and all of her quirks. It's a real privilege to be playing a woman at this time who is daring and, I guess, modern and sort of unconventional, but still kind of leads with her heart. So her motivations, I think, throughout the story are a little bit different, and she really wants to get the most out of her life. And, you know, she might have some kind of privileges to examine, but she really means well, and it's been delightful to explore her journey in this, yeah.
She sounds lovely. So, Thomas, you've been here before. One Man, Two Governors. And that was also directed by Conrad Nelson. As I remember it, very funny. So how does this play compare with that one?
Do you know, it's really great to be back, firstly, after One Man, Two Governors, which was an absolute joy to bring to audiences here. How does it compare? It is funny. It's very funny. It's as madcap a story. There are less actors in it, but probably a lot more characters. But it's definitely equally as fun.
Every answer that I get, I'm looking forward more and more to seeing this. And Shelley, there's always great collaboration between the actors on stage and also the offstage teams here at the New Vic, the sound, lighting, costumes and everything. Yeah. It's always right on point. So aside from the story and the acting, what stands out about this play?
Well, we have James Atherton, who's doing the music, and he's in the rehearsal room with us every day. So he's scoring the play. So he's writing the music in the room as we rehearse and discover what each thing is. And the design is incredible. Then the costume team. The thing about the New Vic that I always think is all of these departments are so amazing. So the makers, the set is going to look amazing. The costumes are going to look amazing. There are a lot of characters, but only five of us. So there are a lot of quick changes. So the costume department have to be really ingenious. So they're working with us all the time. And then there's a choreographer in the room all the time. And then we have somebody else in today who's helping us with physical movement. So all of those collaborators, it's just so exciting to be able to work with them.
All these little things make such a difference, don't they? Alice, I have to ask you, because you're the newbie. Yes. The other two actors also in this play, Adrian Peng and Michael Hugo, have been here before. Michael, of course, he's a New Vic regular. We all know Michael. So how has it been so far for you here at the New Vic?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm really having the best time. I feel so looked after and inspired, and everyone is working so hard but so effortlessly at the same time, and it's something that I am striving for. So it's a real, real privilege to be kind of mentored and to be watching everyone work and feel like I get to be in the same space as them. It's really fantastic. Yeah.
So you're coming back then?
I'd love to come back. Yeah.
Well, thank you all for taking the time to speak to me today. Thomas, Shelley and Alice, I can't wait to see you all on stage. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
So the Grand Babylon Hotel, it's a play not to be missed at the New Vic Theatre from Saturday the 13th of September to Saturday the 4th of October. And the director, Conrad Nelson, says, "I'm thrilled to be bringing this unashamedly popular work to the stage. It's a fun, fast-paced caper and a good night out." Well, it sounds absolutely fantastic. So to book tickets or for more information, go to the New Vic website, www.newvictheatre.org.uk.